Today we're going to be talking about the DMACC In My Boots 5K Ruck Run. It's the 10th annual, and well, first of all, we've got some students that are participating, helping to promote this, and the originator, Sean Taylor, is here too, so we'll get a little update on that. But first of all, Ryan Shipley, and Ryan is the one who said, do you have time to let us come and tell you a little bit about the run? And Ryan, thanks for doing that, because otherwise I wouldn't have known who to get a hold of, okay, outside of Sean. So thank you for doing that. And part of the one of the things over the years, you've had a student group that's a group of students that have always worked on this. And Bonnie Rosenbeck is the president of the group. Bonnie's just afraid to say anything right now, but she'll be okay. It's all right. Don't worry about it. Ryan, let's start with you a little bit. How did you get what brought you into this? Why are you participating in this now, this year?
Hi, I'm Ryan Shipley. I'm a sophomore at DMACC this year. I joined the honors program this past semester, and as part of DMACC's honors program, we do our own discipline projects one-on-one as students, but then as a group, as a whole class, we decide on a project that we want to do together. And this year, because it's the big 10th year anniversary for the DMACC In My Boots, we decided as a class to help participate in the project. Our main goals are we want to get the word out there about the race. Mm-hmm. It's the 10 year. We want to bring awareness to this great project that DMACC offers. We want to let people know to participate, to be a sponsor. We just want people to know that we thank our community and we want to get our community involved, because DMACC is a community college. And as the honors program, we just want to do our part to get the word out there.
All right. And Bonnie, you like having groups like that come and help you? More students show up? Again, because this is your first year, isn't it?
Actually, I graduate this semester.
Okay. So she's leaving.
She helped out last year, too, but she just wasn't in the president role that she's taken on this year.
Well, way to go. Threw it right at you and said, okay, I'll do it and stuff, too. Sean, this is 10 years?
10 years. Yes, we missed 1 year with 2021. We weren't able to do it because of COVID. In 2020, our race had to be virtual. So everyone, they got a T-shirt, but they had to go run by themselves somewhere.
I recall that, too. A little bit about the history. First, for those that don't know, because you had been on active duty, and then you came back to DMACC.
So I'm kind of one of those weird people that joined late in life. So I joined right after 9/11, and I was 36 years old when I went to basic. And I thought I'd get deployed right away, but I didn't. But I had the great opportunity to go with the Iowa National Guard in 2010 with that big call-up where they called up about 3,000 of us. We went to Afghanistan, and while there, you know, it hurts sometimes to talk about it, but we lost about six soldiers to combat there. But since returning home, we've lost many more to suicide. And that's what I really wanted to start to focus on when I came back, is reaching out to that veteran community and also to reaching out to our students, because it's something that veterans and young people 16 to 24 have in common, and that is the high rates of suicide. So we want to get people together as a community again, get people coming together, working together, not be so separated doing their own things. So that was the main purpose of this race.
Okay. So started this out to McCose Park, and called a Ruck March. You had a shadow. A lot of times you have a shadow group going along with the two, somebody who an active duty group elsewhere.
Right. So in 2015, during the second annual run, I was actually deployed to Iraq.
Okay.
I went with a small group that went over to help when ISIS came back into the country to help reestablish the Iraqi army. And so when I was there, my colleagues here, Julie Rosa and Nancy Woods, took over for me. Yeah. And then I did the shadow run in Iraq. Yeah, so my unit ran. And we also had the 82nd Airborne with us, who ran the race with us. And so that was really fun. Again, in 2017, we had a professor from DMACC Ankeny, a math professor, who was in Kuwait, and so we did it. And this past year, I had another friend of mine who I had deployed with in 2010 who was in Kuwait, and we did the run with him also. So, and we're looking this year again to find a unit overseas that would like to run with us.
You got time to figure that part out. Our part here, though, we do have some deadlines that we need to let people know about. Now, general, we have asked for sponsors. And again, it's just to help support everything, put everything together, get T-shirts. And again, sponsors, tell us a little bit about sponsorships and how they work.
So for the DMAC In My Boots, we asked for sponsors. Sponsors, the minimum donation is $100. In the process of becoming a sponsor, you'll be given a DMAC coin that is given also to people who participate in the race. It's a coin that was created by a former veteran and a DMAC student. It's a silver coin that has finisher on the back, and it has a kneeling soldier in the center with the 22 stars representing the 22 veterans who die every day in the U.S. due to suicide. Along with this, your company or name will be listed on the back of the shirt of the race. We ask that if you are interested in being our sponsor, our deadline is March 15th, so just let us know before then, even if you're not able to give us the money at that time. Mm-hmm. We just need to be able to get your name on the shirt.
Get the name on the shirt so that's there. And then sign up, because you got to get them printed first.
You know, right,
I've
right.
got to have the shirts done. So that's why the time frame for the sponsorship. But sign up, you have until what, beginning of April, is it, I think?
Yeah. To give us the money that you want to give us to sponsor the $100, which is really, I'm just going to say, it's really inexpensive for races, because we want members of the community, especially people who may be starting new businesses and stuff, to be able to get the word out. And so any promotional material you have for us, even your business cards, we'll put them in the race packets. And we have about 200 runners. And you can also set up a table at the race as part of that $100. So it's really inexpensive.
The sign up to get a shirt, though, is the 1st of April, I believe. I think that's the deadline. I think that's what you got for a deadline on that.
Yes, the 1st of April is our deadline for signing up for the race.
For getting the shirt. Yep.
Well, it's,
you can still
You'll still get a shirt, but it's to guarantee the size.
Yeah.
So I'll order more shirts than what people sign up for, but to guarantee a size, especially if it's a size that's not common, we need it. But you don't need to. You can sign up the day of the race. We just don't know what size of shirt you'll get.
So anyway, we get this, and so we get people signed up for it. Then what? How do they go about signing up? I know it's pretty easy, I'm guessing. You got an online sign up for it.
We do have an online sign up, and members of the Honors Program have been reaching out to local businesses and places asking for people to hang our flyers. On the flyer, there's a QR code that'll take you to our website to have you register for the race.
Nominal fee to register, I think, what, $25?
It's $25 if you register online, and that's at getmeregistered.com.
Okay.
But also on the flyer, like was mentioned, there's a QR code. But if you want to stop by DMAC and register there, we'll
there's
to
people
you cheaper, $20.
Only 20?
$20 if you come in. So there, we always
you
have people
like to
there.
Get people to come out there.
We do. Come on in. Come to the cafe there.
Yeah.
You know, have a coffee. Sit down, talk with us. We always like people to come visit.
It's $20 if you go in advance. Go out on site. Get time. Okay, save yourself a few dollars there. You always get a nice crowd of people from town. Now let's talk a little bit about the ruck part of this. Tell us about that. That's the backpack, right?
So the ruck run is done in the military as part of their training. What we ask with the ruck run is we ask for people, participants, to fill the bags with non-perishable food items. These can be cereals, peanut butters, canned goods if you want, or marshmallows.
Marshmallows are a little bit lighter than canned food.
All these non-perishable food items are then donated to the Boone and Ames food pantries.
Okay, so you could put them right in your DMAC food pantry, too.
Yeah, but we're taking care of pretty good, but we want to help the community out, too.
We want to get more out. Yes. Spread it out. It will be at McCose Park.
Yes.
And once again, 5K through there. You got a few hills and things to go up and down.
Yeah, pretty much we're on the main road, but we do, as you know, Macoast Park has what I like to call fingers that loop around. So we do loop through those fingers, and so we do hit gravel. So you need to know that you're on paved road and gravel. And we run from basically the main shelter to Highway 30. And then back to the main shelter. But like I said, on the way out, you go to, you do the different loops.
Someone's got to go through the Teddy Roosevelt loop.
Yes.
Those kinds of things there, too. It'll all be laid out. And again, the run itself, we better let them know when. When is it?
The run is April 20th. That's a Saturday, and it's at 10 a.m. in Macoast Park here in Boone.
Okay.
At the Macoast Shelter.
Okay. So I may not run, but I could walk.
Yes, please. Okay. So it is a run and a walk.
Okay.
So we say ruck run, but you know the majority of people who sign up and come do walk.
They just get out there to
Yeah, and it's fun. And we're going to have a live band this year, too, there. So that's going to be...
You have some extra things going on.
So we're going to have a live band this year. And we are also going to have pancakes for after. So after you're done running.
That was very popular.
We've asked the youth group that did it for us last year to come back again this year. And they're saying, yeah, we'll come. And they'll make us pancakes.
All right. Bonnie, do you have to make pancakes? No, she's going, what? I got nothing to do. Do you have a good group of students that are helping to put things together? Because obviously it takes more than just having a couple of people to put together an idea. You got to have some bodies out there to put things together, get things out. You've had the honors group going out, doing brochures out there in the county with the QR code on. What about some of the others? What kinds of things? You guys got to get things set up?
Yeah, we have a fair amount of people that turn up in my boots meetings. But this has been like our first meeting this semester today. So
just getting started.
Yeah, we're just getting started.
We got started in the fall talking about it.
Yeah.
We also do a 22 push-up challenge that we
did in
the fall. So we have a couple things, and they really helped with that, getting the word out. What Bonnie's going to be doing, too, is organizing the volunteers that we do have come to the race. And then we need volunteers to put the race packets together, for example. So the day before, we'll get as many students as we can to put people's race numbers on the bags and get all the promotional materials
get
in.
Get it all together.
So they'll do a lot of work. Like, a lot of work was done. They've all been out begging for money.
Sure. Well, part of it. It costs to put it on. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the cause everybody appreciates. It's just the matter of getting, and I got to go back to the 22 push-ups. For some reason, that girls' softball team always seems to do pretty well.
They do. They knock them out pretty good.
So,
they've won a few times, but there's always one baseball player or basketball player on the men's side that wants to show them up. But I think last fall the women dominated on that one.
So, but it is something that you've attracted a lot of attention to the students that are out there, and it does get out to the public that. Mm-hmm. It's still an issue, still a big
concern. It's still a big issue, and there's some people debating now whether or not it's still 22. Some say, well, we think it's down to 18. Well, 18's still horrible.
It's still a lot.
If it's down to zero, I'll be happy. And suicide is an issue. We've, over about 17 years working here full-time, we've lost 3 DMAC students to suicide also. And so, like I said, it really tears at us. We had one just this past week, an alumnus of DMAC pass away. And so, it's something that we want to get the word out that there's people who might be feeling the same way you do. Because veterans have a hard time with that, because veterans think that no one knows what they've gone through and they don't want to talk about it. But we've all been through stuff. Yeah, it might be different things, but there's a lot more people suffering from PTSD, suffering from depression in general than there are veterans who do. They're not the only
There's triggers for all of them,
right.
and they all kind of fit in there. And again, it's all, like you said, what is it, up 16 on up, really?
16 to 24, I hear, is now becoming the leading cause of death for white middle class young people. And so we wanted them to know that we're here at least. Like, come and talk to us. You know, come be a part of this community. Come serve other people, because it's better to serve other people than to sit there and just think about yourself and the pain that you're in.
Now, I do want people to know that even if they're not going to run or walk, please come out, because you're going to have, there'll be a lot of different people out there doing things, and hopefully some of the businesses come out and we'll set up tables and
that would be wonderful.
And be a part of it. Again, you guys are just working on doing the organization part, except for Bonnie's got to organize all these volunteers. So if they do want to volunteer, and again, I know mostly you're talking about students, but you could have community groups
please,
as well.
Please, anyone who wants to volunteer, just contact us. Come to DMAC. You can contact me, Sean Taylor. You can call DMAC and just ask for me, or you can, my email is astaylor@dmac.edu. If you want to come out and help, it's great. The one thing I did want to mention really quick is that we do pick different veteran groups over the years. We've looked at others, and last year the group that we picked is one that we're going to continue working with, and it's called the Titan Project.
Okay.
And the Titan Project was created from a group of Iowa National Guard soldiers, infantry soldiers, after they lost one of theirs to suicide. Scott Berrybar, and his wife Jamie helped create this group that is called the Titan Project, and they really do a lot. They reach out to veterans, they take them fishing, they do a lot of activities, but then they also they run a construction company, and so they actually do work for veterans, you know, at a reduced price to help out anyone in need. So this is a really great event, and they do an annual ruck march in remembrance of Berrybar, but this year they're going to come out and be with us and do that. So it's going to be a wonderful time. So meet some great veterans. And if you're a veteran, just come out, stand along the way, and we'll give you a high five as we run by you.
Or if you just want to walk with a rucksack, you could do that.
Yeah, you can
too,
do that. Or if you want to come on your motorcycle and just sit there and be cool.
Yeah. We can do that too.
You can do that
too. It's going to be on April 20th. It will be held at McCose Park. Right now, we're looking to get, first of all, people that might be interested in a sponsorship and getting some name recognition on there and part of the pack that goes out. Make contact. What's the best way? Make contact. Stop out at DMAC. Ask for yourself, Nancy Woods, I'm guessing.
Yes. Or anybody. We all know.
Ask for Ryan Shipley.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Bonnie. She needs
Bonnie.
To talk to people.
Yeah. But we'll, you know, just make contact and somebody will help get you lined up. If you just call the campus and say, I want to find out about sponsoring, being a sponsor on the Ruck March.
And you can, like I said, you can go and get me registered.
Yeah.
And you just, when you pop into there, it'll have a search thing just right, boom, and it will pop up. This 5K run, there's another 5K run that's it coming in Boone a little later after us.
But it's there.
It's there, and like I said, you can support that way. You can register, bring your kids. It's fun. Oftentimes, we have games for the kids, and since it's right after Easter time, we'll make sure that anyone who wants a chocolate rabbit will get a chocolate rabbit at our race, too. So
he's guaranteeing you guys a lot of things here now. No, it'll be fun. And again, the big thing is we want people in the community to participate and be a part of this, too, because, again, we all are going for the same thing, and that is that attention to the issues that our veterans face and our students face, too. So.
Yes, and it's your chance to get a race T-shirt.
Yeah.
And since it's the 10th annual, that's a really special one. And you get the finisher coin, so we have what's called a challenge coin.
All right.
So in the military, when you've done something good, oftentimes your commander will give you a coin.
Yep.
And the old thing that we used to do in the Army a long time ago is when you're at the bar, you challenge the guy next to you if they have a challenge coin, and whoever has the highest rank wins, and the lower rank has to pay for the drinks. But we're giving out. We won't hit these in the bar because there's no rank on them. But we do have a nice coin.
Nice coin to give
to all the finishers of the race and those that sponsor. Sorry,
Ryan. Tell us quickly once again, you guys really, you want people to get signed up for this. You want people to be a part of it. And again, anybody, and even if you're not in Boone County, bring some friends and come out and be a part of the Ruck March.
Yes, we want to get people involved, not just in Boone County or Polk County or Webster County. We want everyone and anyone who wants to get involved in this program. DMAC takes pride, especially the honors program and the DMAC in my boots team. We take pride in being called a community college. We want to get the community involved with us. We love your support, and we'd love for people to be out there, whether you're a sponsor, you're participating in the race, or you're just cheering people on. We just enjoy seeing the community around us supporting us. It brings a lot of pride for us.
Ryan Shipley, Bonnie Rosenbeck. Bonnie, thanks. I know you didn't get to talk very much. But if again, people that want to volunteer, you'll get a hold of Bonnie.
Yep.
Somebody out there. Sean, thanks for coming
in today. Thank you again.